Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro, and I am the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And as we are wrapping up our week this week, where we've been focusing on marriage each day, and just as we are even starting to wrap up our series, Me and You, how we've talked about the significance of not just our vertical relationship with God, but how even our horizontal relationships are so important in our daily lives. And so, and for those of us who are married to our spouse, and just the significance of that relationship, because oftentimes nobody really knows you the best like your spouse does. No one sees you at your worst like your spouse does. And in the same way, nobody sees you at your best like your spouse does. And so often those who are closest to us experience the best and worst sides of us. And hopefully as each day this week, you've been able to dig into God's word and just receiving some of that encouragement from our other teaching pastors as we've lamented and as we've learned and really focused in a lot of ways on how to keep cultivating a healthy, vibrant marriage relationship, because ultimately marriage is meant to be a picture of the gospel. It's really meant to be a reflection to the world around us about our relationship with God, about how Jesus, our Savior, is doing all that he can to present his bride without blemish and pure. And so so our marriage here on earth is really a beautiful picture to a watching world of the marriage that we get to have in heaven with Jesus. And while we won't be given away in marriage, because as the bride of Christ, we already are married to our Savior, Jesus, and we'll enjoy that beautiful marriage for all of eternity. But while we're on this side of eternity on earth, we recognize that in our marriage that there's sin, that we get things out of order. And again, just a reminder, on Saturdays, what we're really wanting to do is to help refocus our hearts and our attentions to reprioritize. In essence, because if you're anything like me, throughout the week, your life can get out of whack, right? Like you can begin to put things in and out of the right order. And so, so when it comes to our marriage, right, that we can, because of sin, we can start to, put some other things as more valuable and important than our relationship with our spouse. And so today we just want to look at Psalm 51, just a couple verses from there, just to kind of reflect and kind of redirect our hearts as we begin to focus on cultivating a healthy, thriving marriage. And so Psalm 51, really, if you remember the context of this, and even if you don't, it was written by King David, and it was after he had been confronted by Nathan the prophet, who had come to confront David because of his sin, because of his adultery, by taking Bathsheba, another man's wife, as his wife, and got her pregnant. He took what was not his and wanted it, and so there was sin in that. But then he also had her husband, Uriah, who was actually one of David's mighty men, killed in battle, intentionally put him on the front line so that he would die, essentially. And so sin had wrecked David's heart, but David had not dealt with his sin, and it was going to continue to destroy him and any relationship that he had. And so Nathan confronts David, and David writes this psalm, in essence, of repentance of what he has done. And so Psalm 51 verses 10 and 12 say this: David cries out, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." I mean, really the three things David is crying out for is for God to create a pure heart, a clean heart in him, that because sin had come in and had darkened and stained his heart. And other writers in the scriptures talk about our heart of stone that sin brings, but to get us a beating heart of flesh that is pure and delights in the Lord. So David is crying out to God to create, to form and shape a heart in him that desires the Lord, that wants to walk in purity and holiness with him. And then also he's asking that God would not cast him away, that the Lord would stay near to him in the midst of his repentance, which is what we want, right? As we turn from our sin, we want to turn around and see Jesus right there in front of us. that God is not far away. As soon as we turn around, we will find him right there waiting for us. And then the last thing David cries out is to restore to me the joy of your salvation, that David would remember the delivering hand of God in his life. And so just as you look at your week, and even as you think about your marriage, and if you're not married, I'll have something for you in just a moment. But for those of you who are married, so for this week, hopefully you maybe had some moments and times where you've gone to your spouse, and maybe this happens on a daily basis, but just to acknowledge areas in your life where you've fallen short, where sin has distorted, has really, you've neglected maybe the priority that you wanted to have with your spouse. And to really own that and honor your spouse with that and ask God to really begin to create a new heart in you, to delight in your spouse the way the Lord would have you to delight, to confess your sin and to walk with Jesus, and to do so in a way that would honor your spouse. And perhaps if you're here and you're not married, that really what sin does is it fractures your marriage relationship with Jesus, that sin distorts that. And so we want to also pray this prayer of repentance and confession to the Lord so that he would restore our relationship back with him the way that we want to be, that we want to be close and near to him, that we would not run from him. And so I'm just going to pray. I want to take a few moments here and just to pray for you and your marriage, or to pray for you and your relationship with God, so that the Lord would begin to just create a new heart in us, so that we would walk closely and steadfastly with our God, even in the midst of difficulties. Because we know if there's anything that our enemy would want to do is to destroy our families by destroying our marriages. And so we want to pray that God would protect us, and that he would help us to, as we prioritize our relationship with Christ, that would also impact our relationship with our spouses as well. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, God, thank you for valuing marriage. God, for creating men and women to be covenanted together. God, to do life, to reflect the beauty of the gospel, to forgive one another, to love one another, God, and to be there to build each other up. And God, we are so grateful that we have the perfect groom, that we have the perfect groom in Jesus, who delights in us, who pursues us, who never stops loving us. And so God, I pray for our marriages. God, I pray for anyone that's listening that just has some sin that they need to confess to you right now, Lord, that in this moment that we would take some time to confess anything in our lives, Lord, that is staining our hearts, and that we would ask you, Lord, to create a new heart, a pure heart, a clean heart in us, God, recognizing, God, that you are near to us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that we might remember the joy that you had, Jesus, when you went to the cross because you were purchasing your bride for yourself. And so, God, may that bring joy to us so that we would walk in holiness with you. And so, Lord, I pray for the marriages of those at LifePoint, God, that they would be a beautiful picture of the gospel, the messy marriages, the new marriages, the marriages that have been going on for decades would be a great picture to the world of the faithfulness and the love that you have for us. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, would you take a few moments here and would you pray?